I flew to Tulsa on Thursday and got home last night, a little after 11. So it was a really sort of a whirlwind trip. But I went there to spend some time again, to go to prison and spend time with Luke House. So let me just give you this report for those who've been praying for him. Luke is the most, what would be the word? The most secure, I don't mean that in a good way, the maximum prison in Oklahoma is the one they put him in. And the unit, the cell block that he's in, it's got a couple hundred people, is the roughest one. And for his first year, it was just a rough time. And when I saw him in early December, he had been there about a year and had just struggled. It was really hard. And the word I had for him was, and so, because this may sound really impractical, because prison is a rough place to be, right? I just reminded him that he was in Christ, regardless for the reason that he was there. You know, Jesus redeems our story. He takes that stuff and makes it part of his story. And that was God's perfect will for him in this moment. He was in Christ. And that Jesus knows how to do prison. And so what was on him was a spirit called hope deferred. Because when you live in hope deferred, your heart grows sick. And so I haven't seen him. I've heard some good reports. But I got to spend time with him, his mom and his brother, and then Abby was there. I'm going to tell you, it's just amazing what God's done in him. Because one of the persons that was the roughest on him was his cellmate, and he led his cellmate to Christ.
Wow.
So he told us a couple of stories about the cellmate warning anybody, you touch Luke House, you're done dealing with me. Isn't that crazy? And then there was a group of people, when I talked to him in December, I said, Luke, is everybody just awful? He said, no. He said, but there's a group of them that just make life miserable for everybody. Because he was the youngest and the littlest, they picked on him. So not too long ago, a few weeks ago, every one of those people, a group of them, got moved to a different unit. That's called favor in prison. And there are other inmates in numbers coming to his cell every day just to talk to him and ask him questions. He's like the Pied Piper. And he just talks about Jesus. He's got worship music playing in the cell all the time, walks around singing praises to God. And he said, he's walking in such childlikeness. And so somebody said something to him. He said, oh, no. He said, I'm safer here than you guys are in Walmart. He said, this is the safest place in the world. And there's just no fear there. And he was living in fear all the time. And so he's just been set free from that. He's leading people to Christ. He's talking to people about Christ every day. All the really bad people got moved. His cellmate's a Christian. And there's another unit where Luke said 50% of the people in that unit are Christians who are serious about Jesus. They call it the God pod. So you pray for that, him, and for what God's doing, because it was just a stunning experience with him. And he was chomping, because you go in this room and they have vending machines, so you take a million quarters, because he's just like eating bear claws and honey buns like crazy, because he didn't get to do that very often. But it was so awesome. And so for those of you who've been really praying for him, be encouraged. You know, God's worked also through your prayers to move the needle in a Jesus direction. Mm. You know, what was really significant to me was not nearly so much the danger, is the horror of living in fear and terror every day. And he's just been delivered from that. And he looked at me and he said, Bishop, Jesus can do prison. So whatever circumstances you're in, Jesus can do that.
Amen.
Victoriously. Again, Jesus is the best version of you. You, on your own, is the worst version of you. Jesus came to save you from the worst version of you. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. That was fun talking about that.